Father, are you ready? You're also letting in from back. Who the prokim? You're between the brochis or between the parshas of Krishna? Shalom the Sneha covered. You're allowed to go out with the summer of Mechuvah and give him Shalom Aleichem? Or make sure Shalom Lechol Odom. And you can answer back to anybody. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So now it's good the Machlaika Shavud and the Rabboni. The Moratanya Nam Yochi Abaraya for this. Hakoy Reshma. Your middle is saying Krishna. Or Poga Boy Rabbi. Or Godel Hemenu and you meet your Rebbe. Or somebody that's greater than you. The Wasaloka, the Prokim, it's in between the Parshias. Shalom Lechneha covered. Vein Sorok Lemishu Meshit. This is Reb Meir Shita. You can only answer back to a Mechubadika person. Or the Yemtzah, in the middle of the Shema, in the middle of the Brachas, Shel Mefnei HaYira, the Yain Tzorech Leimer Shumeshim, give Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds the same way you can give, you can answer back, but there's no less darga. Reb Yehuda Weiman is a less of a darga. The Yemtzah, in the middle of Kriya Shema, Shel Mefnei HaYira. You can give Shalom Aleichem to some Mefnei HaYira. Or Meishiv, you can answer back to Mefnei HaKovid. I'll be that person is a Mechubadika person, you're supposed to give him covered, you can answer back, Aleichem Shalom. Well, the Brochim, between the Brochis, Shoyol Mefnei HaKovid. You're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to anybody that's a Mechubadika person. Or Meishiv Shalom Lechol Odom. And anybody that came over to you, you're allowed to answer him back. In Halacha, we pass him like the Yehuda. But the Mishnah brings down, though, when the Maisa, this man is there, that in Shul, everybody knows it's not nice like, to give Shalom Aleichem, Befrat, when somebody's in the middle of davening. So Mela, even so, for you, if somebody comes into shul, Shita, if you're in the middle of davening Kriyashma, you should not lamaise go off and give him Shalom Aleichem. Even though he deserves it, he's not in the Chubit. But everybody knows the minute is while you're davening now, he doesn't expect it that you should go off and give him Shalom. And Nuwa din Fakir, if the person comes over to you, and you don't want to answer him, he knows also, you shouldn't answer him back. Because there's no bizoyan now. Everybody knows that you're in the middle of davening, just show him your siddur. If the guy sees you in the middle of Shema, he's not going to expect you to answer him back. So why is he says, Tamat, you shouldn't be noyi. So not for me, though, but if you do, you didn't do anything wrong, though. And these are fine. Now, a big shayla in the Paiskim is, what about to answer Kaddish, or to answer Yehishmei Rabbah, or to answer Kedusha, or to answer Baruch Hu, if you're in the middle of saying Krishna? So they all want to say that to answer these things blind like you're answering back, you're giving back Shalom back to the Yehishmei. So we hold like a Yehuda, that afilu b'emsa haperet, b'emsa krishma, you're allowed to be meshav l'adu mechubit. So being a kabbalah, a madrich, give back aleichem shalom to l'adu mechubit, havad, you're allowed to give cover back to the Yehishter. So luckily we hold, you're allowed to answer amen yehishma rabba, and borchu, and kedusha, even if in the middle of the tzukim, of saying krishma. Be you not in the middle of saying shema yisrael and baruch shem. But after those two tzukim, you're allowed to answer back. Because we hold like a Yehuda shita, and here you don't have the Mishnah Berurah Svar, it's not nice to answer back. But the Yehuda is nice to answer back. So you hear Yehishmei Rabbah, you're supposed to answer, even if you're in the same Shema. And Kedusha and Baruch Hu. The only shayla he has is, what about if you hear, let's say, the thunder, in the middle of Kriya Shema. So thunder, they want to say, that's called like giving a Birchus HaShvach to the Yehuda. So some say you shouldn't say the Baruch Hu, because you're saying Shvach by giving Shema to the Yehuda. So why stop this Shvach? Then saying another Shvach. And this like Mekadesh and Kedusha, that's the name of Kedusha. You're supposed to be Mitzvah with the Tzibur. But Shank is time to say a Birchas HaShvach, if you see lightning or thunder, that you shouldn't stop. But his Hakror is that if you're Bein HaProkim, if you're between the Parshas, then you should say the Bracha. But if it be Emsa, you shouldn't say the Bracha. Which Bracha? The Bracha of a Birchas HaShvach. But Nagel Alacha for all these things is, let's say in the middle of any Bracha Arucha, let's say you're saying an Alamichya, and you hear somebody say they're saying Kaddish, can you answer Yehishmei Rabbah? So in between any bracha you're saying is the same halach, like the answer Krishma. That we're saying you're allowed to answer Baruch Hu or Kedusha or Yehishmei Rabbah. Even if you're saying Asher Yosef, let's say. You're not saying the bracha, you're allowed to stop to answer Yehishmei Rabbah. Because the answer of any bracha rucha is like in the middle of Birchas of Krishma. The halacha is that even in the middle of the bracha, you're allowed to stop. He's providing you didn't say bracha to Hashem and stop right there. You say bracha to Hashem, you start to say the bracha. If you're b'emsa bracha, you would be allowed to stop to answer Yehishmei Rabbah. That's our halacha. The b'emsa, you could answer back with Nei HaKovitz. So they give cover to Hashem, shita your lungs. Boy minei achai toneb dvei Rabbi Chiya me Rabbi Chiya. He asked him the shayla, what about the halal? In the middle of saying halal, could you be mafsik? Somebody gives you shalom aleichem in the middle of saying halal. Who are dinner for Megillah? In the middle of Kriyas Megillah, somebody gives you shalom aleichem. Mal sheyafsik. What's the svara? Amrin and Kal v'chaimah. Shriyashma v'yiraisa. Poisik. not the trish from which it derives we're passing you a lot of stuff, the yemtza, to give aleichem shalom to somebody that's mechubid. So halel the rabbonin, mi boy, is halel and mikra megillah going to the rabbonin, havadi to stop and give them back aleichem shalom. Oy do masfar no, pesuman isodis. Maybe pesuman is like more choshev. Hey, why are you saying halel is in your pesuman manes? And Mikra Megillah is just a Nisan, maybe there's more chum, you shouldn't be mastic. Or Malay, the locher is poisted in the kaklum. No, they have the same aloch as like Rishma. That the Yemsa haprokin, you could only give shalom the play hayira, and he has the back of Neakovi. Omar Rabba, Yomim Shayochid Gaina, the Mesahalel, that means days when we say Gan Talal, the whole Halel, is being Perak the Perak poisted. No, it can only be poisted between the prokin. But the Yemsa Perak ain't a poisted. In between the Perak, it can't be poisted. But Hashem came to Yomim Shein HaYochid Reim HaBem Et HaHalel. His days like Rosh Chodesh, when we only say Halb Halel, we don't say the whole Halel, then he holds us still the Yemsa Perak poisted. Even the Yemsa of saying that the Shavakim, the Halel, you're allowed to be poisted. And poisted Chur here means like the middle Madrega, that you can give Shalom to an other Mechubit, and you can answer back Shalom to anybody. For the Gemara, any v'horav bar shavu, ikloi legabed Ravina. His Rav bar shavu came to meet Ravina when Ravina was in the middle of saying hello. The yomim and it was like Rosh Chodesh. Shein hayoch goymer tahu. The day they didn't say gan tello, heavy, but like pasuk lay. His when Ravina saw Rav shavu, he didn't stop to give him shalom aleichem. Who was the kasha? Since it was Hallel, the day you said any Hallel, why didn't he stop to give him Shalom Aleichem? It's a raya that knows that then he can't stop. And the Gemara's Maraya, Shani Rav Bashavo, Lechoshev led Ravina. And Ravina wasn't master Rav Bashavo, he didn't hold it for nothing Choshev, he didn't hold it for nothing Mechubit. So this guy, like he was a Chara, he was like everybody. So he didn't give him Shalom Aleichem. Then next time it's an order Mechubit, you're talking about having to give Aleichem Shalom. So Rashi, Achid Lashikash Shemoy, it's one of the very Abchia, Shayoshena, the base of Abchia. Mal Shayastik, Lishila Sholem, between Halal and Megillah, so Terence was you're allowed to. Mashenkin, by Mikri Megillah, Vashaytik, there's only if you yourself are the Balkurva, you're reading the Megillah for yourself. But if you're hearing the Megillah from somebody else, if you're going to talk out, you can't be yet to the Megillah. So you're going to miss the word. It's not Kabayat to answer Aleichem Sholem. But if you're reading the Megillah for yourself, you'd be allowed to stop. Rashi Yomim Shayoch Gremiv Mithalil, Shuchoiva Lacholodim. Behein echad the esrim yoyim b'shonik v'amin m'tech te'erchim. And Malachi we talk a whole like this, thereby when you're saying halil, you are allowed to be master to give aleichem shalom. We said you is not negayah, because we know you can shul, we don't give people aleichem shalom, shalom aleichem. The only thing would be negayah, right, if you want to answer Kaddish, or you want to answer Yeshmer Rabba, even in the middle of saying halil, we mutter. Boi minei ashiin toner d'vei rabbi amin rabbi amin. Hashori b'tayna, somebody was makabel upon himself b'tayna. Is mal sheyitin? Is he allowed to taste the food? So Rashi mal sheyitin es hatavshu ladas in tzorach melech betavlin. As you know, the time is not allowed to eat, but at least they're making a soup. And I just want to taste the soup to see if it needs salt. But can you taste something on a tayna? Is what's the shaylo? Achilu shtila oshtiya kibul olay. His wife is talking about a tayna yochid that you makabel upon yourself. So what kind of a kabbalah did you make? Only not eat and drink. Loholeka. Tima, just tasting, is not called eating and drinking. Oy duma, no. Hano kiblolei. You makabla upon yourself not to have any hano. Loika. Tasting, it is also called hano. That was the shayla. Are you allowed to taste the food on a tainus or not? Omolei into the back, toyim ve mekaklum. Yes, you're allowed to taste it. Tasting is not called eating. And you will only makabla upon yourself not to eat. Mashaken hano is mutan. Tanya nami hochi mitzemis. If somebody just tastes the food to see if it needs salt or not, ain't a tuna brocha. You do not have to make a brocha. Why? Because that's not called achila shtiya. That's not called hanom ruba to make a brocha on. But same thing, the yashruya b'tainis, somebody in the middle of a tainis, toyim v'emekaklum. He's allowed to taste the food, and there's nothing wrong with it. For the gemara ad kama, till how much can he taste of the food? Rabbanu v'rabasi tonei achir v'yosa. A tuna revia talug. Around 3 ounces, if it's liquid, that's how much you could taste, put in your mouth. But more than that, it's also ready. So that's called Hanor Merubah. So now, it's a big machoika for Shreinim, if this toya means you spit it out, or you're allowed to swallow it. And in some Yisrael learn, Rashi doesn't say you have to spit it out. So Rashi, even if you swallow it, But since you're only tasting it to see if it needs salt, you're not really tasting it, that you should feel satisfied, that's mutter on the sinus. But taste the other should have been yearning sheet to his no. A taste is tiny on the cock. Lump taste says, Tirish rach, shechoyzer or toilet. However, you have to throw it out afterwards. Tlechoshev hano minatino. Abu boleya. But let's say you swallow it, loy. A filu bishat tainus. And any tainus, you're not allowed to swallow it. Mishamachi, a toilet, and so a brocha, shena nena. Same thing, if you taste it and spit it out, you don't have to make a brocham, but that's not called hanor. So Shankin, if you would swallow it, the taste, you would have to make a brocham, and that's also in the taste. What? No, no, gum is different. Gum, the sugar goes down you. You have to hold your swallowing in sugar. And make a brocham the sugar. So, lemaisa, what's brought down is like taste, that on, even on taste, if you want to taste it, you can taste it, but you should be toilet, spit it out. You shouldn't swallow it. Swallowing it is no good. Now, even on a tiny tzibra, some Mepharshim say we should be machmer, not even to be toyim. So some hold. Now, some learn that our Gemara is only talking about where a yochid was mekabel upon himself a tiny. Then we can say a kula. He was only mekabel achil v'shtiya, and he wasn't mekabel to be toyim, just to taste it. Mashenkin a tiny tzibra, that's a chayv upon us, that even any hanor is also. So some Mepharshim learn even to taste on a tiny tzibra would be also. The Mishabura says, what you're doing with the shame of Sudas Mitzvah will be Mutter. The Moshe Tainis Esther, if your wife is making something soup for the Sudar at night, for the Sudas Aprum, the Sudas Mitzvah, you would be allowed to taste it on the Tainis, providing you spit it out afterwards. And who did this for Gayamo? Some people want to put some water in their mouth on the Tainis. So this Shat Posh will be Mutter to put water, like rinse out your mouth with water, how do you spit it out? It's only called a Timur. So even though he says there's all machmirim, but he says if somebody has tzar and he's rugged to do it every single day, and if he doesn't do it today, he'll feel bad, it's mutter to do it on tainus also, on a tainus sibra. That you would be allowed to like just rinse out your mouth, put water in, and gargle and just spit it out. And that's not worse than tima. The mitzvah didn't we hold this mutter. So if there are some that are machmir, if he says if it's mukum tzar, and you do it every day, and today you wouldn't do it, it'll bother you, you have to have to do it on a tainus also.
All right, turn over.
Omer Rav, Kol Anoisa Shalom Lechaveroi, Kredim Shispalil, His Kilo or So Boma. He gives somebody Shalom Aleichem before you daven, it's as if you're making a Boma. Shenema Chidlu Lechem in Odom, Ashen Neshama Biyapoi, don't stop doing this, to go to somebody before you daven, ki bameh nechshavu, what kind of choshev is he, kenegan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is al tikru bameh, el a boma, it's like you bought a boma, shmul oma, bameh cheshavta lezeh, v'loy leleho, I mean you're a master of this person more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see how it doesn't, you don't read the word boma, but talk to the pasuk bameh, it's not a nice thing to give shalom before you daven. For the Gemara Kasha from our Mishnah, Moser Hashashis, Bifrokim, we have the whole Mishnah here, Shirom of Neyakov, Vidomeshiv. You see, you are allowed to give Shalom Aleichem, even in the middle of saying Krishna, and that's before you said Tefillah. So how are you now supposed to say Shalom before you say Tefillah? Tigur Rav Abba, Bimashkim of Pishchai. And when is it also, if you Badafka go to your friend's house to give him Shalom Aleichem, that's not nice. But if you start meeting him in the street, or here when you're in shul and he comes over to you, then you're allowed to give him shalom aleichem. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Zera, Kol Oisa Chveitza Koidim Shiyispal. You do your own thing before you daven. Kilu Bona Boma. Omalei Boma Matzav. You say a Boma. Omalei Loi Osa Kamin. I mean to say it's Osa. Ukravidi Varavin. The Omer Ravidi Varavin. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Barashin. Osa Leli Yodim Lasas Chveitza Koidim Shiyispal. You're not supposed to do your own tzrichim before you daven. Do your own work. Shenemar tzedek lufon of Yehalech. First do tzedek means first go davin. Then v'yosim l'derech plomo. Then you put your feet on the right derech. What you have to do. V'yom ravidi v'ravin om rav yitzchak barashin kol ha-mespalo. The first you davin. V'yachak kach yosim l'derech. Then you go and do your business. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu oislech feitzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with you the whole day. Shenemar tzedek lufon of Yehalech. That means first we go davin. Do tzedek. Then the Yosem Derech Poma, the Kodesh Baruch will put his, he'll be with you the whole day. Rashi, Chilu Lochem Min Odom, Kishyesh Lochem Lasek B'chavir HaMokim, Al Tisasku B'chavir Odom. The Lav Ochi Lomali Lechto. Why should you stop being nice to people? No, it means instead of doing Hashem, you shouldn't do with people.
ושמול לא ידורש לושן בומו, אלא כמה שמול. מזדמך חשבת לזה שקדמת לכבוד לכבודי. It doesn't match the word בומו, but it's fine shot. It's not nice that he gives somebody else שלום before he gave Hashem. שאל מפני הכובד, לא קריש מה קודם תפילו, כתו אני שואל, to see you are not to give שלום הלכם before you doubt him. Tigmur Baba, Lord the Rabbi Shmuel the Asiri. When did he say it's also to give somebody Shalom Aleichem for Mashkan Lepitzkoi? That means only if you go to his house in the morning to give him, welcome him, give him Shalom Aleichem, that's also. Avo Pogra Bedera Shoel, but if you meet Yechava while you're walking to Shul, you meet him in the street, then you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem. You know, the word Shalom Aleichem is questionable. Some people say you shouldn't say the word Shalom, because Shalom is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. So it's not nice to give Shalom to somebody else before you gave Shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashem can to say Tzav for the Maratzav, to say good morning, that's better. Like that's mutter. If you meet your chaver in the street while you're going to shul, you're allowed to say good morning to him. That's nothing wrong. There's only question if you say the word Shalom Aleichem. Because the word Shalom is Hashem's name, it's not nice to say it before you dive into Hashem. What? That's also right. That'll be better. Scroll down like that. Right, what? Yeah, that's also better, sure. Now this thing though, to give, not to say Shalom, to give out the end, that's much better. Omer Reb Yehuda, Reb Zeira. Kol Alan Shivas Yom Malei Chaloyim, if you sleep, Sev Nevedak Aloyim, Nikra Rash. And Yom Ava Savei Ul Yolim, Vayipol Kidro. Al Tikru Sova, El Hasheva. Means if you sleep 7 days, then it'll be dead. Shashi Al Tikru Sova, El Hasheva. Yolim, Vayipol Kid Min Hashmayim Bechaloyim. Is that they don't come to you in Shemayim in a dream, Hareyu Ralakach, it's bad for you. Hey, Mashkichel talk to me, they don't care about you, they don't come to you. But it's a good thing to have a dream. Usually what they say is everybody does dream, even though you don't remember it, or you forget it in the middle of the night. Well, usually you have dreams. Omalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Chia Bar Abba Hochiyam Rav Chiyam Rav Yechin Kolam Azvi Asma Medivrei Torah. If before you go to sleep, you learn Torah. V'lan, then you go to sleep. Hey, Mavasra Noisim Basuras Roy. You won't have any Yehurim Roy in the middle of the night. Shenema V'sova Yolin. If you go to sleep fooled up, as Bali Pocket Rod, nothing bad will happen to you. Hey, Lorraine Ben Aprokim. So Mr. said, Claude, what's the Ben Aprokim between the first Brokim and the second Brokim? Second Brokim, then between Shema, Vayim Shemaya, and Bohoy, between Shema and Vayim Shemaya. Then the Machlokes was just the last thing between Emet, is that a Hefzik or not? Amr Rav Avu, Amr Rav Yechin, Alocha Krev Yehuda. The Yama Dein Elohechem, Li Emes, Li Yatsiv, Lo Yafsik. That's not called a Mokim Hefsik. And the Mela, if you give to Sholom, it's only Mifnei Hayira, and not Mifnei HaKovit. Now the Pshat that Emes is not called a Hefsik, even after you say the word Emes. And Shid, Yafsi, Ani Hashem, Lekechem, Emes. What about after you said the word Emes? Is it a Hefsik there? It's also not a Hefsik. Hey, there's no Mokim Hefsik. Because Emes, Li Yatsiv, Nochin, that's all one thing without a Hefsik. Omer Ravu, Omer Rav Yechinin. My Tamay Rav Yehuda. Why isn't it called Hefsik? Because you finished saying Shema, and you're starting saying now a new Pasha. So why isn't it called Hefsik? The Hefsik, what the Pasha says, Vashem Elokeichem.